Well, come on, we're halfway through November. We've got to be okay to start talking about Christmas by now. And even if we're not okay to talk about Christmas, I'm going to. Because A Christmas Carol at the Chapter House Theatre Company are bringing A Christmas Carol back to Ely Cathedral on the 2nd and 3rd of December. It's going to be amazing because they've done it before. Must be that they've been called back to do it again. I'm joined by on the line by the man who's going to be playing Scrooge himself. It's Matt Christmas. Matt, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Very good, thank you. This must be just such a lovely gig from your point of view to do, because you're playing Ely Cathedral, you're playing Peterborough Cathedral as well.
It's fantastic. We're really, really lucky this year, actually, to play a number of cathedrals. And I've been lucky enough as well in the past to play Scrooge at Ely Cathedral. I haven't been to Peterborough Cathedral before. But it's such an absolutely beautiful venue, and we get so many people coming along as well, because obviously it's huge. It's one of our, I think it might be our biggest selling venue, actually. I think we had 700 people last time.
My goodness.
And it was just magical. And with, this is a really traditional production as well. We've got lots of parts with carol singing, harmonies and things like that, which is great in a theatre. It's even better when you get to do that classical music, that spiritual music in the space that it's meant to be done in as well.
Yes, and obviously that sound's going to just sort of carry up through, isn't it? It's going to carry up through
incredible.
The building. Yeah. And I'm sure they do a bit of decorating of the cathedral ahead of you turning up as well, don't they? It must look beautiful.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's an absolutely magical experience. And it's one of those experiences as well. I really encourage people to come along, because it's the show itself is fantastic as it is, but it's something different when you're in such an unbelievable space as Ely Cathedral or Peterborough Cathedral. It's just got that extra X factor, I think.
And how is it for you to play a part like Ebenezer Scrooge? I mean, everyone always says that the actors like to play the villain, and he's not really a villain, is he? He's just misplaced. But what's it like to play a character like that?
It can be quite cathartic sometimes, actually. I mean, you've already mentioned my name is Christmas, so I get a lot of should we say pointed jokes about my name when it gets to this time of the year. And there is a part of me that's just like, oh, stop it now, stop it. I've heard them all before. And I feel myself actually falling into Scrooge almost. So it can be cathartic, but no, it's a great challenge for me, because I am a slightly younger actor than people sometimes expect. I think people have got actors like Alistair Sim in their mind, or Patrick Stewart, that sort of age. I'm a little bit younger than that. There's nothing that suggests that Scrooge should be that old.
No.
At all. So, but it is really fun for me to sort of come out on stage. People go, oh, okay, that's a bit different. And then spend the next 2 hours convincing them that, no, this absolutely works. It's a really good challenge. I like it. It's great.
Well, especially because when you think about it, that's going to be a waste of a life if you get right the way to the end before someone says, well, look, actually, you should live your life a different way. So to have a young Scrooge, he's got the rest of his life to make up for the bit of a grump he was to start with.
Absolutely. I was having that discussion just last night with a cast member, actually, and we were saying how it actually does add something to it, that you don't feel like Scrooge is just making amends right at the last minute for the last year or so of his life. It's almost like a midlife crisis, really.
Yes.
He realizes that all the things that he's done, and he can still, the joy of it for him in our version is that he's still got time before him to make amends. Literally, there's a line, I have time before me, my own, to make amends in. And he does. He's got hopefully 10, 20, 30 years potentially to find that joy in Christmas, to be generous, and to make friends again, to reconnect with his family. And I think that sends the audiences out with a real positive attitude and outlook at the end of the show, which is what we want.
Absolutely, especially at the moment. We're all trying to be a little bit kinder to each other, and this is a good way to get that message across, isn't it?
It certainly is. I think it's been a very difficult 12, 18 months for everybody in every walk of life, and anything that really focuses on hope for the future is definitely worth taking part in.
Yeah, indeed. Well, I can't imagine anything more lovely than A Christmas Carol done in period costumes with in Ely Cathedral. It's like, right, okay, come on, let's really crack on and have a good Christmas this year. Let's talk about tickets and things like that, because I imagine this must sell out really quickly.
We do actually sell quite quickly, yes. It's worth definitely getting involved as quickly as possible on the ticketing website. If you go to chapterhouse.org, there is a list of all of our venues, including Ely and Peterborough. And I believe there's a link that you can go to buy tickets. The adult tickets are £18, children are £12, but we also do a family ticket at a discount. There's details available at the various venue websites or at chapterhouse.org. And yeah, we really, really hope that as many people can come along as possible. Indeed. So get buying now.
Indeed. Well, I take your point that with a surname like Christmas, it must be a bit of a win some, lose some type situation.
It's a dual-edged sword, yes.
It is. So how are you on Christmas morning then? Will you be feet up and relaxed?
I hope so. Our last performance is on the 23rd of December. And then we have to get all of the kit back to Lincoln, which is where the company's based. And then I have to get a train across back home to Preston, in my case. So I hopefully will be back sometime on the 24th, ready for myself to have a lovely lie-in. And then in the morning, I'll get myself a mince pie and a glass of something to see myself off in the right way, I think, on the 25th.
Sounds perfect. Can't wait to see this at Ely Cathedral. So it's at Ely Cathedral on the 2nd and 3rd of December. If you can't get tickets to that, you might have to make a journey to Peterborough Cathedral for the 21st and 22nd. So at that point, we really are heading right up against Christmas itself. So this is going to be lovely. It's both lovely settings, and I wish you all the best with it. So it's going to be a great way to get Christmas started. Matt Christmas, thanks very much indeed for coming on.
Thank you very much.